USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All those we honor today gave their lives for their country, but they live forever in our hearts.
President Biden speaking at Arlington Cemetery earlier on Monday. The president also saying we continue to have our freedoms because of the sacrifice of our troops. Biden's comments coming before he was joined by Vice President Harris, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and others in laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Lawmakers are commemorating the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa Race Massacre with a remembrance ceremony.
This event today, right here, this is ground zero for human rights.
Georgia Democrat Congressman Hank Johnson calling racism a sickness which ails us as a nation. More news always can be found online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
One mental health expert is calling for lawmakers to put money into a looming mental health crisis before it's too late.
The mental health wave of this pandemic has been like a second wave to the physical health wave of the pandemic.
Speaking on CBS News, Mental Health America president and CEO Paul Gianfredo says data shows one-third of all people that come to them seeking help are frequently considering self-harm, and one-half of kids seeking help are doing so. Gianfredo continues saying it's time for the country to change our mental health care system.
We need to rebuild this mental health delivery system if we're going to support everybody, including our kids.
A new storm system could strengthen into a tropical storm later on Monday. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is slightly more than 500 miles from Manzano, Mexico. It has winds of 35 miles an hour and is moving to the west-northwest at 14 miles an hour. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Americans are itching to travel again after more than a year of the COVID-19 pandemic lockdowns. Travel to Europe and other regions may take longer to pick up given the murky coronavirus protocols and ongoing restrictions against visiting some countries. Now, if you do plan to travel, you will need to still wear your mask at an airport even if you're fully vaccinated as well while you're on an airplane. As far as why that's necessary, CBS News medical contributor Dr. John LaPook tells CBS This Morning.
It's basically to protect people who are either unvaccinated or vaccinated, but for some reason they didn't get an adequate immune response to the vaccine. For example, somebody who's immunocompromised. In that scenario, if you're inside of a plane and people aren't wearing masks, if somebody doesn't wear a mask and they're infected, they pose a danger to other people.
CBS News' travel editor Peter Greenberg also has some tips regarding once you arrive at your destination to make sure you're within the guidelines of that city or state.
Well, first thing, you can always go to the CDC's own website to see what each state is doing, but the reality, Anthony, is that very few states have the resources of the staff to enforce those guidelines, let alone monitor them. We're morphing into an honor system where individual personal responsibility and situational awareness is key. So I'm less concerned about flying to a destination right now than I am about the behavior of the people in that destination.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.